Hey, everybody. The Rebeing Cool Podcast. I don't know what episode number it is, but hey, I think it's two. I'm going to say, I think it's 213.
269.
I think it's 213, which is, that's a lot. Oh, boy. My name is Patrick. I'm a guy on this show.
My name is Nick. I'm a Nick on this show.
I'm Tristan. I'm a Tristan on the show.
Always third.
It's true.
Never a turd.
Never a turd.
Honk if you're horny. Honk. Honk, honk. Tristan, you're just about to tell us about a day you had out on the town.
No, I just, me and Jake and, Jasmine and, Matt went out to go see Late Night with the Devil.
Was it as good as everybody is saying it is?
It was good. We had fun with it. It wasn't particularly scary or anything, but it was good. It was fun. We had a good time doing it.
I wish I was going to see that this weekend. I'm gonna go see fucking Blender 6 or whatever.
Why don't you go see it this weekend?
Because I already fucking made plans because Jeremy wanted to go see Ghostbusters 6 or whatever. So I got to go see that. I don't even know what the plot is because I haven't seen the other one that I didn't know about until an hour ago.
So you didn't know that there was another one?
No. I thought it was 1 and 2, which are untouchable. Great. Great films. Then the one with the Fatty Falls Down, which I didn't watch. And then I thought this one was like another, like, hey, we're going to bring it back for the Ghostbuster boys. And there's kids, and I'm sure they'll end up being related to the old Ghostbusters. And then I was looking at it, and it was like the sequel too. And I was like, the sequel to fucking what? And then I didn't know the there was to, one before yeah, this.
The sequel
to Wait, it's
what you said.
Yeah.
What's it the sequel to?
To what he said. That's what the sequel was.
This is the fifth Ghostbusters movie. Yeah, you didn't know that either.
Oh, I thought you were saying a sequel to the old Ghostbusters
movies. No, I'd be pumped if we were just gonna go see Ghostbusters 2 in the theater. That'd be awesome. But we're gonna go see the fifth one.
It'd be three.
Yeah. Right? This is the fifth one. Cause the third one had the all female lead team. And then there was another one with Paul Rudd that I didn't know about.
All right. Which ones did Aykroyd write?
Probably just the first two.
Yeah, I'd assume.
Because those are the real ones.
Well, I'm not a big...
There you go.
I'm not... I was a big Ghostbusters kid, the first one especially. And then I just... It didn't age with me the way that it has a lot of my friends. So
I rewatched it last year. Tressa and I did. And they, unlike most everything from my childhood that I've rewatched, they hold up.
Yeah, they're great.
Well, they're really good. I did not expect them to hold up the way they did.
Bill Murray's in this one, so that'll be fine, hopefully. But he was also in Ant-Man Quantumania, and that was a long fart.
Is Harold Ramis in it?
No, he's a dead. Actually, I bet. Just assuming. I bet they bring like his ghost or some shit into it. Spangler.
I feel like you've seen the other one and you just walked it off.
No, I haven't. Why am I right?
That's what they did in the other one.
Holy shit! Are you fucking serious?
Who called it?
I mean, I guess technically Patrick, unless he is.
This is 1000%. Like I could show you the text chain from Jeremy from the earlier this morning. Where I was like, this is a fucking sequel. And he's like, yeah, to the other one. And I was like, what's the other one? And then I looked up nothing about it. I just know that it exists. And I just, to you, assumed what this one was going to be. And that turns out that is the plot to the other one that came out a few years ago.
Yeah, that's stuff that you can pick up on from the trailer, essentially.
Here's my question. So I see that I haven't even watched a trailer for this new one. I don't know what this new one is. Okay. Again, I don't have anything on my computer. My hands are here. I'm not typing anything. Did they do like an unveiling of the old Ghostbusters at the end of the movie that came out a few years ago?
I never saw it.
Okay. All right. Again, not talking shit. I hope it's good. I don't want to feel like I've wasted the last day before I leave for a business trip. But I'm just kind of like,
I think Aykroyd wrote the most recent one. So it's going to be good.
That would be surprising. I didn't realize that he wrote the most recent one.
He did write it?
No, I said that would be surprising.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Well, I believe that's what I read.
Sorry, my sister's texting me. She never texts me, so I want to make sure everything's cool. Yeah, everything's fine. All right, sweet. Oh, well. I hope it's fun. I mean, it's I like hanging out with my friends, so it'll be a good time. I hope it will be. I hope it doesn't suck. That's
what Late Night with the Devil was. Just hanging out with friends and having fun.
Like, I want to see that.
Okay, we'll go see it.
We were talking about before the show. I can't get into it, but this is like a favor for a friend going through some tough shit. So.
Well, yeah, that's what we call compromise, Patrick.
Dude, me hanging out at all is a compromise.
That's what I'm saying. You're going.
I didn't know. There's just so much going on this week and next week. I didn't know that the Late Night with the Devil wasn't just going to be streaming.
Well, that's what originally none of the theaters around here were showing it. None of the ones in Kentucky were showing it. Mm-hmm. The maps only really got updated. The theaters only got updated with showtimes the week of, like on like Tuesday or something.
Yeah.
And so originally Matt had made the plan to, if nothing else, just watch it on my TV with Shudder.
Wait, is it on? I didn't think come out Shudder until April.
It's not. He didn't realize that. So. I'm building a story, Patrick.
I know. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, guys. I have not slept. I have so much going on. I'm so stressed out. Nick, when did you get a PV half stack? Like
it's not a PV.
Yes, it is. I'm looking at it.
Look harder. Oh, the cab. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had this.
I know that the head is an Earth, which is a
precursor
to PV. Yeah, I know that.
I've had it for a long time. I pulled it out. Because I've been doing synth stuff.
Sweet.
It's all like, boop, 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 like that.
Hey man, I love PV gear. I still have my 115 and my 410s. Tristan, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Why are you so stressed?
I don't want to make a show about me. I don't want to do that. I have a going business.
No, just make it about one third of you.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. Like, give me, I'm looking at the clock now. I have until 10:22 to stop. Just straight up complaining. I'm just going to complain. I got a business trip that I don't really want to go on because I found out that the majority of the people aren't going and that they're all dialing in. So it's just kind of like, why the fuck are we doing this?
Why do you have to go?
Because I don't have to go, right? I don't have to go.
So don't.
It's already paid for. So there's kind of no reason. That's a whole thing. Okay, that's a whole thing.
You didn't have to go, but now you do because you're signed up to go.
Yeah, the expectation is that I'm there. And there's a
you
lot
didn't
of...
You didn't have to go, but now you do because you did say...
Exactly, yeah. I committed to going.
That's what I just said.
Guys, I understand. I understand. I understand all the ways...
That's what I just said.
Yeah, I know
say
that
we're both right.
You're both right.
Say that we're both right.
Thank you.
You're both right. You're both right. Yeah. Thank you. And the thing is, like, once I get there, I'll be fine. It's just once I'm there, I will be fine. And I know that. It's just the, I gotta go. Shit.
Yeah, it sucks. And then once you're there, you have to be there.
But once I'm there, I have my routine down. I go to the summit stuff during the day, and then I come home and I take, just be honest with you guys, an unhealthy amount of
bubble bath,
Tylenol PM, and I fall asleep at about 6:30, and then I wake up at about 6:30, and then I go to the thing, and then I do that for about 3 days straight. That's what I'm gonna do, because that's what I always do. And it goes by pretty fucking fast if you just sleep through it. So I have that next week. And I really wanted to spend today not doing a goddamn thing, but playing more Final Fantasy VII. And because I wasn't paying attention to the calendar when I committed to this, I now have a thing that I have to do this afternoon, and it's in the middle of the day because I have to be accommodating to when they're available versus going at like 8 a.m, which is what I prefer to do when I go see movies. So smack dab in the middle of my last day before I leave, I'm going to the movies to see something that I didn't know
sucks
was a sequel to a thing. I will be fine once I get there. I enjoy my friend's company. I'm sure it won't be terrible. It's not going to be Little Thing or Poor Things, so we'll be fine. At least maybe someone's going to fuck a girl child ghost. I don't know. Maybe that'll happen. That's art.
Maybe.
That's art now. Who's to say that's art now? Yeah.
It's always been art.
I still have 2 minutes, but I just want to say I just have not been sleeping well. And I'm afraid I'm going to have burnout in a business trip, which may resort to me quitting. Just to be. Y'all
are going into the fugue state.
I am concerned with that. I don't think it'll happen around other people because my brain will be too like, look at all these fucking dipshits. I won't say that I'm not 100% confident something might not happen while I'm like in my room or something.
Know what you should do. And this is a serious possibility, although it won't sound like it. Get there, call in sick.
I feel like that would do even more harm. Because I think me being in a hotel room by myself in a city I don't want to be in for 4 days would, I think I would start drinking again.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I don't trust myself in that kind of
scenario. Go find shit to do.
Yeah, then I've got my routine for Denver. I get there the first night, I eat a bunch of Del Taco, I take a bunch of cough medicine, fall asleep watching Workaholics. That's what I do in Denver. Put it on the first episode and I just watch as many as I can. That's what I do. That's my comfort for a business trip.
I'm just saying you could probably get away with making that 4 days into two if you say that you have like food poisoning or something.
Oh no, my plan is to wear my knee brace the entire time and never go out with anybody after work because my leg hurts. That's my plan. To get out of having to go after work shit. Hey guys, my knees just, I'm not up to it. Or go to dinner, get a meal paid for, and then get in an Uber and come home. And my 5 minutes of complaining are up. I don't want to do it anymore. How are you guys? Thank you for being supportive, and you're right. You're both right. And that's what's important, is that you're both here with me offering support.
And correct.
And you're both undeniably correct.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Sounds like Tristan had a venture.
I did. We went to Louisville to go see the movie, and then
what'd you eat?
What do we eat?
Yeah, what'd you eat?
Well, we came after the movie, we came back here, and they all came with me, and we got Japanese. Had some Japanese hibachi. And then we watched Leprechaun in the Hood.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, so it was good. It was a good time.
What did you do in Louisville?
Huh?
I didn't catch what you did while you were in Louisville.
To see the movie. To see the late night.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was good. It wasn't super scary or anything, but it was
didn't blow your dick off.
No, but it was fine. It was fun. I enjoyed David Dastmalchian or whatever.
He's so fun, man.
However you pronounce it.
He's so fun. I like him a
lot. I like him and everything I've seen him in.
Have you ever seen Prisoners?
David Dalmatian.
I did not catch that one.
You should watch Prisoners. It's another Denis Villeneuve movie. He's in it. He plays a creepo. alleged creepo. This is a weird thing to say. It's probably one of my favorite movies that I don't think I could watch again. Because the entire time you're like, this is so tight, butthole stress. I'm so stressed out.
We gotta relax that butthole.
No.
You gotta unpucker.
I can't unpucker. I gotta stay pucked up, dude. But I don't stay pucked up, I get fudged up.
What are you doing?
Pucked up.
Some gets out.
Some of your insides?
Some of the stuff that should be inside.
Some of your insides goops.
My goopies. Nick, what have you done this week?
I had a pretty rough couple of weeks. This week has been better. Oh,
God, you too? We got to pick it up, boys. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Rarely is there an episode where Tristan had the best week. Don't take that the wrong way. Don't you dare take that the wrong way. Don't you dare take that the wrong way.
There's no other way to take that. There is no other way to take that.
Take that in the spirit in which it was said.
To be correct, I don't know what the spirit was.
Hey, maybe it was my turn to be correct. Now we've all been correct.
Jesus.
We haven't talked about it on the show, and honestly, I haven't really talked about it too much with you guys, but really, really rough few weeks. And so this week it was better. It's feeling better. And but in terms of what I did, I mostly just as much as I've been able to, been working on the game. And
I'll do that while I'm in Denver.
Synthesizer. Yeah. I sent a recent version. I spent like 12 hours yesterday working on the UI. I modularized my code.
That's for different interface for
components of the game.
Noobers out there.
And I knew I was making a mistake when I did it, and I didn't build like a it's not a dialogue manager, but like a dialogue manager, but for like the UI text. And so no one will probably notice a difference, but it created a ton of bugs if I didn't fix it. Like you'd have overlapping text and stuff. So anyway, I fixed it.
Well, that fucking we could finally. Easily,
it
we
took could forever.
Nick, we could solve what? The text.
What?
Just use Wingdings. And then you don't have to worry about it.
Wingdings.
We just make the text Wingdings.
That's a good idea.
You don't have to fix anything.
Well, where were you 3 days ago?
Well, that's art now, buddy.
So, all in all, I don't have any good stories to share, but things are getting better, I think.
Hell yeah, Tristan.
Oh, I went and got a giant fucking blood test done. They tested like everything in the world.
Let's take a step back from that.
What?
When you say you go and get a giant blood test done.
A big-ass blood test.
Do you mean giant as in they took a giant amount of blood out of you, or they ran a bunch of tests on blood?
Been through this before, but a woman in pajamas comes out. She yells my last name. She takes me to the back, lays me down on a table, and then
slow down, buddy.
Takes my blood away.
Turn the lights down. You're going to talk to me like this.
She takes it from my insides, puts it into little bottles, and then they send those bottles off to somewhere, and they tell me why I don't feel good. And
how many bottles did they take? How many vials did they take?
I don't know. I don't look.
Yeah, me either.
Why don't you look?
It's fucking crazy.
It makes me pass out.
Yeah.
It's like three. They take out a good amount of bottles.
No, not this time. Ooh. They tested everything. She tried to take my dick. And I said, no, you're not testing that.
So how do you know that they didn't do more than three if you weren't looking?
Like a taste test?
I don't know how many they did.
Did she try to taste test your dick?
That's how many they took when I was looking. When it was three.
How do you look?
You're just watching your blood.
I can't do it.
I can do it, but it makes me pass out.
If I get a paper cut, I put my hand behind my back until I can find a Band-Aid.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I don't like
seeing that. You're that averse to blood?
I hate seeing... No, my own. Oh, yeah. I'm also like, dude, I have a... We talked about this. Baby has a soft stomach.
Mm.
Yeah. Like the scene in Jackass where he gives himself paper cuts, I had to leave the theater.
Mm.
Oh, that's gross. Yeah. I have that like vasovagal reaction where like psychologically, like it doesn't bother, like I can look at it, it doesn't bother me, but just my body will start to shut down.
Yeah.
And I'll pass out. I don't know what it is. It's really weird. I realized it the first time when I was watching it, because I've gotten tattoos for years, never had any problems.
No.
And I was watching the guy get his, I was in the room, the guy getting part of his thumb sewn back on, and I started to pass out.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Why?
And,
how'd that happen?
Huh? It was a guy at work. And I went with him to the hospital. Party and I was on. Sitting in there with the doctor. Do it.
Party on.
Yeah.
And you, like holding his thumb up and be like,
yeah. No, and I started to pass out, and I knew the doctor in there. And I was like, hey man, where's the bathroom? He was like, it's down the hall on the left. And I was like, okay. And I hit it. Apparently pretty well, and I went in there and just like slumped down on the floor and tried to remain conscious. It took me a couple minutes to come back.
I always break out
like, yeah, yeah, sweat. And I start getting like tunnel vision and things sound like it's echoing.
Yep,
it's horrible.
I start to feel like I'm on a spinny ride.
Yeah,
like I'm moving but I'm sitting still. I'm just kind of like, oh boy, here we go.
It's interesting. So weird.
You know, they say you can solve it if you like stick your finger in your butthole.
Exposure therapy. You gotta expose yourself to a lot of your blood.
I think that's what did it for me, is like I never had a problem with it until I saw it, and then I was like, yeah, I could pick up dirty bloody rags at the fucking tattoo shop all day long, but something about seeing blood get taken, I'm just like,
yeah.
I mean, I did clean up bloody rags all day long for almost a decade. But something about watching them pop that needle in there, it's just like...
I've read people have had to quit. Like, it's a physiological thing. I don't know if they understand why exactly. Maybe they do. But people have quit in med school because they can't... They don't realize that they have it. And they have to quit.
I've only had one nurse like not give me the bullshit of like, oh, you got tattoos. Somebody's getting needles. You got tattoos. And I'm like, it's not the fucking same.
I always cut him off.
When I went to the emergency room, the last one for my head infection, the woman who was doing my, who was taking my blood. Yeah, that's just what they say. You have an infection in your head. Yeah. So I took antibiotics for 2 weeks. Tristan, I see your brain working. I don't know. They said I had an infection somewhere between my...
You have an idiot in your head.
They have an infection. You have an infection between your mouth and your head, or between your mouth and your ear. But it's not.
Hey, guess what, genius?
Yeah. Well, oh, thanks, Doc.
I always thought my mouth was in my head.
When they were like, you have an infection somewhere between your mouth and your ear. And I was like, so my eye? And they were like, no. And I was like, okay, there must be some other shit back there. Apparently there's like caverns, whatever. You got head caves.
Oh yeah, your sinuses.
Probably
your sinai.
Yeah.
Head holes.
Yeah. My head holes.
Sinuses?
Sinuses.
Or sinai.
I think it's sinuses. Sinuses. I haven't gotten to that chapter in the book yet.
That makes me want to puke.
Emily keeps telling me that she doesn't want me to read it. She's like, if you read a book on the human body, you will become intolerable. Because every time someone chimes in with something that you know is some WebMD nonsense, you're gonna be like, actually. She's like, you will actually people about that, because for so long, whenever someone starts talking about something they found on the internet to do with medicine, you have to sit there and listen to them when you know they don't know what they're talking about. So now that if you do get to know where you know more than that person, she's like, this will be where you become someone who's impossible to be around.
A god amongst men.
I'm just so, dude, I'm reading this book out of fucking spite.
Read it.
Out of spite.
Are you reading it? Have you started it?
I haven't started yet, because I just finished another book this week that I didn't enjoy. So when I read this book, the first person that comes at me with some kind of like, have you looked into it? Like, you know what? I didn't. And here's why. And I'm going to break down. Because my thing is, like, once I read this book, I will be closer to being a doctor than 99% of people who aren't doctors.
That's not how that works.
That is 1000% true, Tristan. If I read a medical, I'm getting a textbook, dude. I'm getting like a college level medical textbook. And when I read that book,
depends on the type of book that it is, and it depends on if you understand it.
I'm gonna understand it. If there's anything that I excel at, it is reading comprehension. I don't know if you know those about me. I read between the lines. I see what they're really saying.
Mm-hmm.
My doctor, who is he's our age. I've talked to him before, and like always prefaced a bit, been like, you know, I know that, you know, I just read this on WebMD, but blah, blah, blah. Like, it doesn't negate your experience. And he's always like, no, man, I like it whenever people like research so that they know what they're talking about, so we can like speak the same language whenever you come in here.
He's just being nice to us.
So doctors appreciate. Huh?
He's just being nice to
you. I know. He just likes me. He does.
He actually hates what you just said.
He thinks I'm cool.
That's really cool. It's really cool that your doctor thinks you're cool. My doctor won't run bits, and it infuriates.
Did you guys kiss then, or what? Did you guys kiss after that?
Yeah, but I had to pay $10,000 for it.
And that's the show this week, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Night Riders and Boogum Boys.
No, what I said was factual, Tristan. If I read this book, I will know more about the human body than everyone who hasn't read that book.
That's not how that works, and it's not necessarily true.
I'm going to take the quizzes at the end of each chapter. I'm doing
this.
Can I
ask a question?
Fucking
go. What book? Because, like, well, there's, like, there's...
I'm going to read a book on the basic human, on basic to advanced human anatomy.
Like, okay? Pre-med anatomy, and there's... And there's like non-pre-med anatomy. I had non-pre-med anatomy.
Right.
Because my degree is like in the field of biology, but apparently it's like slightly different content. So what's the book that you got?
I haven't got one yet. I've got a list of them. I'm actually checking them to see which one is the most reliable.
Oh. I actually know more than most people who took anatomy, because I took it twice.
Oh, well, if that's the case, I should be a math professor, because I've taken Algebra 2 7 times. No, I only took it 4 times. Yeah,
I took chemistry 3 times. So,
dude, take a seat, Alexander Graham Bell. Is that what he did? Was he a chemist? Kind of. I don't know. I haven't read a book on it.
I mean, I don't know that he wasn't.
Hey.
You know, that's not what he's famous for.
Back in the day, if you were a barber, you were also a dermatologist, a dentist, a foot doctor. You were everything.
Graham Bell was a dilettante.
Well, I don't. So he's a pickle man? What does that fucking mean? I don't know what that means.
He's a dabbler.
Dilettante? Is that a pickle guy?
Yeah.
Is that a pickler?
It could be.
Tristan, I see you're just shaking your head at my claims.
Yeah.
Is it because you fear me and my thirst for knowledge?
No. Well, you can't say I do, Patrick.
Well, I don't want you to fear. Just know that, Tristan, no matter how big my brain gets, I will always look at you two as equals.
I want you to fear how much you love me.
No, I'm looking at
From
the Bible.
From some.
Huh? It's from The Office.
Okay.
Oh my God. He was a fucking chemist.
I knew that.
I'm just kidding. But wouldn't that be funny if it was true?
See?
What do you know?
What do you know? He wasn't.
Well.
Did you know that too?
I said I wasn't sure. I know that.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to be a dick. I thought.
That's okay. I mean, you just accused him of being a pickler, so that's fine. No, I'm going to read a book on basic to advanced human anatomy and biology, right? And then I'm going to find another book on common illnesses. And then as soon as fucking I sneeze, someone's like, oh, you probably have seasonal allergies. I'm like, you fucking idiot. No, I don't. Here's why. And then knowledge.
Oh, you should take toxicology. That's really interesting. I had to study that. I had to take a class on toxicology.
This is solely out of so sick and fucking tired of everybody acting like they know how this shit works.
But you'll know why you're sick.
Good.
You're going to know very basic information about a lot of
which is fucking fine.
That's what you're doing. You're going to learn a lot of information, a little bit of information about a lot of different things.
Oh, no, Tristan. You underestimate my ability to zero in on something when I know I'm fucking
You can't doing zero in on it when it's a basic anatomy book.
Basic to advanced.
It's the basics about
a
lot.
I mean, I
got to
start somewhere.
So it's not like you're going to be able to hone in on like seasonal allergies or something and then know a wealth of information about it because it's not about that. The book's not about that.
Tristan, that book isn't about that. That book isn't about that.
Poison his.
But there are books about that I'm going to read. And then I'm just going to fucking crush all these fucking dipshits.
So you're going to continue to read books about it.
Oh, yeah. This is my new 2024. Patty is fucking. I'm talking. I want to get to like first year med school nonsense.
Doctor
skipping all the electives. So I'm not fucking fiddling with social different. Studies. No, dude. This year I'm investing in learning about the human body and what ails it.
You're gonna minor in anatomy and major in crushing.
So the first time, ooh, I love that.
Can I ask a question?
I'll see. I see you getting through one. I see you getting
what
through one.
What the fuck?
Because doing things out of not because of comprehension, but because doing things out of spite sucks, and you still have to. I mean, you doing things out of spite still means that you're having to do it. And
Tristan,
reading dry medical books is not fun.
What do you think drives me every day?
I'm saying I give you one. I give you one. That's my bet.
Who do you think you're talking to? I've only done everything out of spite. You know that firsthand. Our careers at one point, we were just kind of like, we're not going to do it that way. And we were the best at it. And I continue to be the best at it so much that they shut our store down. Because they were like, we can't keep paying these guys. They're doing too good. We got to close the store.
Is that right?
That is what happened. They couldn't offer me another place somewhere else. They couldn't match my pay at a different store.
That's not the same thing as what you just said.
Then they closed it down because we were the only store that they were willing to open. That they were willing to keep open. Herbert, Hubert, and Thomas and all those guys fought to keep our store open. And the company was just kind of like, no, they're outselling everything else in the district. We can't keep letting them be the number one store. They have to be crushed.
They have to be crushed.
Joke's on them. Look at me now.
All right.
You can't get a degree only going to school online and at night. Fucking watch me.
Nick, what are you eating?
Gum.
Yeah, Nick eats gum. You ever notice that about Nick?
It definitely carries through nice.
Can you hear it?
I can. Only when you speak.
But I mean, you can't hear me chewing.
No, I can just hear that you have a mouthful of stuff.
Good.
My God, Tristan, how dare you tell me I can't, that getting it done out of spite.
Didn't say you can't. I said you won't.
Why do you think this would be any fucking different than literally everything I've done my entire life?
Because reading medical textbooks would suck.
For who? Someone who's a coward?
I loved it. I did it twice. Same book.
And look at him now.
Look at me now. Not using that part of my degree at all.
Hey, welcome to the club. Oh, man. I can't fucking.
I would say not.
Can't wait
not
for a year from now. We were like,
not necessarily reading the medical textbook would suck, but doing something just for spite does not mean that you're going to enjoy doing it.
Well, I don't enjoy living, Tristan. How's that grab you?
It doesn't. Nobody, get in line. Nobody else is here on purpose either.
I didn't ask for this. But while I'm here, I plan on making it as troublesome for as many people as fucking possible.
You rascal.
Oh, I'm a real rapscallion. I'm a real up to no gooder. Fucking talk to me about human anatomy. Come see me in a year. To the day. Mark the calendars. March 24th. I'll have read no less than 6 medical books.
Now, I want to hear more about how you're more of a doctor, or when you will be more of a doctor.
Absolutely. 100%.
Than most of the population that are not doctors.
How? Because those people have not, will probably not have read as many tomes as I have on the medicine.
No, I just want to hear you talk about it. I'm not questioning you.
Because you realize that also includes med students.
No, that's not what I said.
Yes, it is.
No, Nick, that's not what I said.
It is. You said no. You would be more knowledgeable about the human body than 99% of people who are not doctors.
No, yes, because I will be. And then also I said, no, I will be 99% more smarter than the people who have not read the books that I will have read. Because I will have that knowledge and they won't have. And as soon as they talk to me about something they Googled, I will crush them.
You know, knowledge is not like IPs, right? It's not like IP law where if somebody prints something that the other people, the other publishing companies aren't allowed to print it.
Patrick will know pretty soon a lot about how you pee.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you can read
studies.
And a layman would be like, you pee all the water out of your balls. And I'll be like, well, that's not right.
It's not like there's one person who wrote a whole book about lung facts, like just facts about lungs, and nobody's allowed to print that material again.
Yeah, but like I'll read it and then I'll know more about
Wouldn't
people,
that be funny though?
But I'll know more about lungs than people who haven't read that book.
I'm surprised that we're not there actually right now at this stage of capitalism of just specific medical facts are only allowed to be printed in certain books.
We are there. And it's called AIDS research. It's called cancer research. The only one that I'm pretty sure they're not releasing stuff that they're like that they would release stuff as soon as they can figure it out is Alzheimer's. Cause that's like the saddest one. That's the
they
one
they have to release it as soon as they figure it out. Cause they'll forget.
I was getting there and you beat me to it in a better way. Nick got it. That's what I was leading to. Nick read my fucking mind. Sometimes you got to dab on these fucking. In a year, when someone comes at me with some bullshit medical thing that's not true, I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to crush them. And here's the thing, Tristan. You don't have to be right. You can win by in different ways.
Then why read the books at all?
Because you can win by making them not sure that what they're saying is true. But what's even worse
is congratulations.
You're the worst person to argue with.
If you can get them to wonder if they're right, and then they go home and look it up, then they've invested so much time in being like, there's no way that's right. And they've invested time into looking it up, and then they're just kind of like, oh my God, not only was I wrong, but that person was right. And I've spent all this time on being wrong. What a fucking idiot I've been.
You know,
I'm just going on with my life.
You know what they call those? Trolls, Patrick. They call those trolls.
Okay.
You don't engage faithfully.
No. The knowledge will become from a faithful place. Books. Books are faithful. No one's ever lied in a book, Tristan.
I why would they?
Yeah. What's
the point? I have a question. Who are these opponents
the fucking world,
which are motivating you so.
In order,
I've never
in
I've
order
never been. I've never been
yes. in order.
Please,
I've never been
please in order
about somebody somebody coming up to me and be like, I know body facts.
It's because you don't have fucking plebes in your face all the time. Be like, I know why you don't feel good.
Yeah, you're right. I don't.
I do.
I know. No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Tristan, if you only knew the amount of time I spend in my life listening to other people try to tell other people what's wrong with them medically, you too would be on a fucking tear with a fury of a thousand suns of being like, I can't listen to this ignorant jibber jabber anymore.
What if you put in all those work and then you realize that they were right about their recommendations?
Then good on them, but they're not going to have all the knowledge that I will. They'll come across it in artificial manners by not doing the work.
The entire crux of your passion is that you are engaging this from the perspective that they're wrong.
Oh, because they always are.
So what if they're not? What if you do all this research and you realize that they're not wrong?
Oh, the people I'm going after? They're wrong. You didn't let me give you my hit list.
Please.
All right, you guys ready for this?
I'm so excited, yes.
Number one, top of the crop, sitting atop a throne of fucking working man's knowledge medical research. Emily, she will be destroyed. Number two, and this one's kind of a sweeping, all the fucking annoying moms I work with who are always like, oh, it must have been my kid brought something. What was that something? Oh, just the crud. I got the crud. I'm sick of the crud.
Is that an Alabama thing?
No, that is a Milwaukee thing, which is in Wisconsin. I know that. Read a book called A Map. Wisconsin.
Big old flat page.
What?
A big old flat page.
Big old flat page. Somewhat distorted. New Zealand's not that close to Australia. Yeah, so pretty much moms. A lot of moms I work with. And old men who just talking about it's the weather.
I thought you don't
suck my whole ass.
I thought you don't even go into the office, really.
I don't. They bring the shit to me in my own office on these fucking calls that we're having right now. I got to deal with all these fucking dipshits spending the first 5 minutes of every fucking thing I do being like, you know, my back hurts. Oh, yeah, it's 40 degrees outside. Flowers out there, so it's probably why your toes itch. Shut up.
So you're going to spend all this time and energy and reading the books to make these conversations longer.
Yes, because they need to know what it feels like.
Just checking.
It reminds me of that Nick Swardson joke where he talks about his nephew coming up to him and like showing him all his Pokemon cards and being like, and this one does this, and this one does this. And so to get back at him, he takes him into the bathroom, opens up the sink, and starts pointing to cleaning products. And goes, and this one cleans this kind of stuff, and this one cleans this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's going to be me. I'm like, actually, your toes itch because you're probably wearing socks that are irritating them because the chemicals they use and the types of fabrics could be having an adverse reaction to your feet. It has nothing to do with it was 70 outside. Now there's a bird on your porch or whatever fucking farmer's almanac nonsense your generation thinks is the root of all fucking body ailments. You shitty, shitty person.
My toes itched yesterday because my toe hairs were intermingling with the fibers of the sock itself.
I hate that.
Blowing on the skin.
That's why I can't sleep with
wrenching
socks
on the skin.
Don't sleep with socks on.
It's true.
Pro tip. For free.
My tootsies are chilling out right now under a blankie because it's fucking cold today.
Oh, is it cold? Can't wait to hear about that tomorrow. Somebody's like, yeah, my fucking cheeks are all
sore. I don't really care about the cold as much as I care about the swings. It's been swinging really big, wide swings with temperature changes. That sucks.
Yeah, how am I supposed to pack for vacation if I don't know what the weather's going to be like?
It's going to make me sick, Patrick.
I I don't know enough to dispute that just yet, but when I do, just know I will not tolerate such insolence.
It's the Miasma.
Black Dahlia Murder album?
Huh?
Tristan's not listening to enough Black Dahlia Murder. That's why he's...
Oh my God.
Doesn't feel good.
Oh my God. What if you study it and you learn, like, you learn that book like front to back, but then we find out that it was like a pre-germ theory anatomy book. Like,
I'm sure it, I'm not going to accidentally
like the Miasma.
I'm not going to stumble upon ye old ways. The leeches heal you. I'm not going to find that.
You're going around correcting people like, you fucking idiot. It's because ghosts have haunted your toes, and that's why you have to release the
actually,
spirits.
Actually, the reason caffeine doesn't work for you is because you don't have a bunch of onions in your pockets. When's the last time you soaked your feet in water filled with fish heads? That's probably why your toes fucking itch. Fucking idiot.
Well. What if you read the book and then you realize something about yourself, like your balls are on backwards or something?
That would make I'd be more concerned if they were like, your balls are as small as you think they are. And be like, well, all
right. Wait, you wouldn't know. How would you know?
How could you tell?
Because you see it in the medical book of what balls are supposed to be.
Well, according to medical books, none of the people have like foreskins or circumcised. They're just these like long things.
Plus, there's an F on the front and a B on the back.
Mm-hmm. Of your nuts?
Your balls?
Yeah.
I wish my balls were on top of my dick. So they hung over like cheeks of a bulldog.
Big. I'm sure someone can arrange that for you.
Rearrange that.
Someone, draw some fan art.
Yeah, send that in.
I'm pretty sure I've drawn that before.
Man, Tristan, you seem adversarial toward this decision, this activity.
No, I'm just calling it out for what I think it is.
Well, I'm upset you think I'm only going to read a book about it.
Yeah, that's where I think you'll stop.
Have you not seen all the books on Bigfoot or like the Civil War? Or
yeah,
all the kind of shit that I've read.
Bigfoot, yeah, stuff you like, stuff you're interested in.
I know when he'll stop. He'll stop when he finds a real reason to study it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. If I develop like an actual interest, I'll probably stop reading it because I'll be like, well, I could have just done this for a living. The same reason I stopped reading that electrician's manual. Because I was like, oh, this is way easier than I thought it was going to be. I want to kill myself. just
go be an electrician.
I did the research. It is almost impossible, Tristan, to get a apprenticeship as an electrician at my age. It's a club.
That sounds like a lawsuit then. They can't
everyone's gonna want to hire that guy to be their apprentice.
You can't discriminate against you because of your age.
Oh man, yeah, that I'm sure they would love that industry, that union would love the guy who sues them because they won't take him on because he's old.
Then you need to be the guy who puts on a big display for the town square of your big electrical contraption.
You're right.
And you display it, and then there would be people in the audience taking notes like, oh,
wow. Oh, he's doing. Is he going to kill that elephant?
You got to bring him on to the company, whichever company that is.
The electric one, you know.
Yeah.
The power.
What about being an electrician interests you?
Job security. It seems cool. And
God.
What'd you say? You got any guy there? Is that a little bit to it?
Did you say playing God?
Yeah. Yeah, it's job security, number one. You could literally work anywhere you wanted to.
So I don't think the salary is not like super high.
I don't care about fucking money, man. You know that. I like the idea of being a tradesman. As I've gotten older, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. The idea that you can be a master of something is very exciting to me.
That official title.
Ooh, it's a good title.
It's cool. I'm just curious.
But
it's come up several times.
Yeah, well, I learned a little bit about it in audio school, and then I was reading a book about it. You know, just like standard principles of electricity and all that kind of shit. And then I started about how to become an electrician, and then I realized that to get your foot in the door, you don't have to know a lot. You just have to want to know a lot and be easy to and be want to work. And then that upset me, and I stopped reading.
I had an employee who was a master electrician in Kentucky.
Yeah, Nick nailed it. I will probably stop reading about medical books when it just fucking becomes so easy. That I'm like...
He still helps me with shit a lot.
Yeah. It's not as much math as I thought it was, as it is just understanding matching pairs. Like what can go to
work. And moving really fast so you don't get bit by the electricity.
You have to.
Because
you know, electricity... It's lightning fast.
It'll get you.
It'll get you. You ever been electrocuted?
Yeah.
It's a weird one, right?
Not genuinely, yeah. No.
What do you mean genuinely?
Yeah.
Like as a prank? As a goof?
Yeah, because you can have trick objects that are designed to shock you.
Grabbed something that wasn't grounded. One time, got a fun jolt.
Was it somebody's boob?
Yeah, a breast.
Electric titty.
That's the name of the episode. We can get away with electric titty, and I'm willing to go down for it. So
it happened. It happened recently. What did I get electrocuted? Well, actually, electrocution is death, but I got shocked. Well, anyway, once it happened, the last time I remember was when I was a kid, I tried to plug in something into an outlet with like one of them was bent.
Yep.
And I stuck it in there and it felt like, excuse me, it felt like somebody just like, you remember frogging, you know?
Yeah.
Like when you punch somebody, it felt like somebody just like knocked me in the arm really hard, like right in my shoulder. I mean, it was fine. It wasn't like super painful or anything.
You burned your hair?
No. But my fillings were hot.
Really?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The burbs?
Oh, I was thinking about that.
Remember?
Scene in Home Alone 2 where he gets shocked and they show a skeleton, which is such a fun gag.
My skeleton was visible to those around me, but I couldn't see it because my eyes are inside my skeleton.
Yep, they didn't shoot out.
They did, and they went.
Have we talked about
when did it happen? I got electrocuted recently. You're shocked. Doing something like changing a light bulb, maybe.
Were you taking something out of the wall?
Which is really common.
Prongs.
No, it wasn't that.
Because I've done that a lot.
I don't remember. Anyway, that was the time though that really stands out to me. I think it's happened a few times, but. But it's only been like wall.
That's interesting because you've played a lot of shows, so I figured you'd have like the microphone not being the microphone PA not being grounded correctly, and like your lips get too close and you get shocked.
No.
I went and saw a torch.
Kiss it?
No, like you just have to be close enough for the you don't even have to touch it sometimes.
You just want to kiss it. Yeah.
I went and saw a torch one time, and the guy, lead singer, kept getting shocked, and he was fucking furious about it because he's like
most fatalities from electrical shock, which is electrocution, are from 120, like what you have in a house. Isn't that crazy?
Think about that, Tristan. We're surrounded by electrical death at all times.
Good, bring it.
A lot of it is people getting shocked from light bulbs and falling from ladders.
It's not toasters and bathtubs?
No.
It's not people making breakfast while getting a soak?
People killing themselves dramatically.
Oh, my God. That's an alkaline trio death if I've ever heard one.
I know.
Haven't heard the new one. Heard it's good, but I haven't really.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just still got this thing about, I want my Matt Skiba to be smoking cigarettes and doing coke. That's the Skiba I want. Jeopardize your life for my art.
Yeah, I like songs about Satanism and
yeah, do that.
And more drugs. Of that. eating drugs.
So I just listen to death metal now because everybody's talking about the devil.
I like metal.
My listening, Emily can't stand being in the car with me now because everything is just. It's just that.
I've been listening to a lot of like Power Violence.
Like Discharge?
Magruder Grind, Regional Justice Center. I really like those guys. I'm blanking on the other ones I've been listening to.
I mean, Pig Destroyer.
Magruder Grind, I really like.
Not Pig Destroyer, I'm sorry. Cattle Deep. No, Pig Destroyer.
It's more like Grind.
You like Full of Hell? People like that band a lot. I think it's a lot.
Oh, Wound Man.
I do enjoy some Wound Man.
Sex Prisoner, Iron Lung.
Sex Prisoner is like the best name for a band.
I know. But I should have put my phone on safe search.
There's another band called SWAT, and it stands for Sex with a Terrorist. And I'm like, God, what a fucking really going for.
So mostly those guys. But been listening to some playlists and stuff, but those are the ones Regional Justice Center I really fucking love though a lot.
Do you like Napalm Death?
I think they're fun.
I can see why people don't like the early stuff. Stuff with Barney's though.
I mean I enjoy it, but it's not like I don't know. It's not like
we've lost Tristan.
It's not like listening to the new like do you know like I've been listening to Black Country Back Road again. Have you ever heard them? It's like indie band.
That I'm gonna take you down to the Old Town Road where
no
rider we can't no more.
No, it's like an orchestral band.
Everyone's mad, but I got Tim McGraw and he's a dad, and it's I'm the devil now. Everybody hear you now. Isn't he like real fucking the world hates him again?
Who?
I don't know that guy. Lil Trip, is that his name? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Tristan, you know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no
clue. Let me sing it again. I'm gonna take you down on a country road because I'm that black guy that you're mad at now. And it's a boot scootin' boogie. Nope, that's not him. It's a song about doing gay stuff and everybody's upset with him. CMT won't let him be.
Why don't they like him no more?
Apparently he came out as gay and then really leaned into like some crazy fucking like music videos where he's like hanging out with the devil and shit, and it's pretty fun.
Talk about Lil Nas.
Lil Nas.
Lil Nas.
Maybe. Mr. Lil, Mr. Little, if you're nasty. Is that the song? Did I get it right?
It's these guys. The music video rules, by the way. But anyway, check it out. Black Country New Road.
Okay. Try to play it. I just stopped it. Tristan?
Hmm.
The rest of the show is the floor is yours. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, give me that. I don't have anything, except they're tearing up my floor in the kitchen.
Dancing?
Huh?
The cutting rug?
No, the pipes by the pipes to the washer have been leaking for some time, and it has made the floor sag. So they.
You got leaky pipes, huh?
Been tearing that up.
Are you on the first one, thankfully, right?
Leaky pipes.
I took the day off tomorrow and everything just to have some PTO, some time to myself. And they're going to be here fixing that tomorrow. So that's fine. It's just a little annoying.
You guys want to have a suicide pack?
We talked.
Okay.
We talked about that.
I just feel like, you know, maybe this week we should all just take the universe's hint and just like I'll schedule us to go out. This will be the last will and testament. Just
Then how would my student loans get paid?
Don't, Tristan, we're not doing that talk again. I'm not doing this.
That's what I'm dealing with right now. I'm in the middle of consolidation.
Still?
What do you mean still?
I didn't know the phone in like an hour.
That's great for you, Patrick. That's not how it's working for me.
Who'd you go with, if you don't mind me asking? You probably don't want to talk about this.
It's through the government.
Oh, okay.
Government consolidation through they call it a safe loan, I guess.
Yeah, they.
Which it's funny because the safe loan has a higher interest rate than my current rates. Dude, so
we're so fucked.
$10 billion
to get microchip factory, or $10 billion to give two generations of students financial freedom.
What's the interest rate on it?
Depends.
6.875 on $104,000.
Sorry, I asked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Yep.
Digging our nose at the same time. That's how I know we're in love.
I was scratching my lip.
Oh. Well, dig your nose with us.
No.
Why?
If you go like this, then you know what your nose would look like if it looked different.
You're so right.
And you can also do it if you push it together. Look how different our noses are.
So you've actually been playing Final Fantasy.
Played it for 13 hours on Friday.
You were about to throw it away.
Yeah, I got to the point where stuff started happening.
Oh, right where I told you it was?
Don't be an ass.
But was it, though?
Yeah, I got as soon as I walked through the gate. Stuff started happening. It just took too fucking long to get to that gate.
So you're welcome, Tristan.
You know what? I'm going to say it because you deserve it. Hey, Tristan.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, dude. Thank you, Tristan. I'm glad I kept playing.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. You were right. Is that what you wanted to hear? You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Hide your fucking boner. You're right. Does that get you going?
I mean,
does that perk you up when I say that to you? You're welcome.
I mean, I literally had firsthand knowledge, so there was no reason to doubt me.
So why is your knowledge more valid than my knowledge when I read these fucking books?
My knowledge was more valid than your knowledge.
I
knew when the game opened up.
I'm going to.
Because I literally played through it.
I'm going to lose everyone who cares about me. I'm going to become
unspoken. How would my knowledge not be more valuable than yours? Just like my knowledge is more valuable than yours about what happens after where you are.
I feel like we're arguing. Yeah,
You don't want to admit that my knowledge is more valuable than yours.
Your knowledge is more valuable than mine.
Then why are you cussing under your breath then?
I don't know. Talking about anymore. Do you guys want to take your shirts off and kiss? Don't you do that?
Yeah.
I just want to get this over with.
What do you mean, get it over with?
Get it started with.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think we should apologize to Corey?
This engine's been running for 15 years, boys.
Can I vent?
I've been sitting in the driveway just rumbling. About Corey Feldman? He makes me sad. I love him.
Should we?
He's doing great.
Should society apologize to him?
Yeah. People were mean. They were not nice to Corey Feldman.
But also, like, with all the documentaries and stuff coming out, like, he was telling the truth.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, like I was talking to Emily about this because we watched this all comes off the back of that movie Poor Things that I watched for 44 minutes.
What is it?
Poor Things with well, we talked about it.
Poor Things?
It's shit. It's shit. It's pedophilic Poor? Shit.
Oh yeah.
We were watching it.
I watched the trailer after you texted me that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to think about it anymore.
We watched it. We watched like a little bit of it. And then when it was over, when we stopped watching, I was like, I told us, when it comes to conspiracy.
Will you say it the way I said it, though?
What?
Say that word the way I said it.
Pedophilic?
No. Poor.
Poor Things? We watched Poor Things.
I don't know why it's funny to me.
And I told her, I was like, look, we all know that like I do like conspiracy stuff because I like to know why people think a thing, right? Like, where does that come from? Like, why do people think a certain thing? And I was telling her, I was like, you know, it's like, I don't believe that pedophiles run everything. I don't believe that.
But statistically, they have to run some things.
There's that. But also, I was just kind of like, I am starting to understand why somebody would believe that that there is some group of people who are doing pedophile shit in charge of things. When I see things like Poor Things and then the documentary about the Nickelodeon kids coming out, I was like, I'm not subscribing to it. But
what about Dan Schneider?
But I was like, but I understand why.
There's not a world where people will have those organizations that run those cabals that run everything and then also give hints. They'll make little treasure maps to figure out their location. They'll hide hints in the media. Because why would you do, if you run everything, why would you want people knowing it?
Right, that's what I'm saying. But what I'm also saying is, when movies like Poor Things come out and get all the rave reviews and stuff like that, it doesn't seem like they're not doing the argument that there isn't a cabal of pedophiles running anything. They're not taking any heat off that when they put that shit out there.
You're the only one that I've heard talking about this. So that's, I don't know.
Exactly. That means. No, I mean, yeah, exactly, Tristan. We're on the front street of all this shit. No, I don't go looking for this kind of shit. Emily's been sending me other arguments from feminist writer blogs and from like other like film critic people who have made the same observations we have of just kind of like, this is a movie about a baby who just comes a bunch.
So explain to me
I know this sounds like a Patrick observation. This is the premise of the movie, okay?
I looked it up after you told me about
it. A grown woman dies.
Absolutely right.
A grown woman dies. A grown woman dies. She commits suicide. She is with child. They take the brain out of the baby and put it in the cadaver's head and bring her back to life. So it's a baby brain, a baby's brain, a actual brain of a baby in the body of a full-grown woman. And we just watch her have sex and masturbate a bunch. And the first time you see Mark Ruffalo's character, he walks in and grabs her pussy. Like, we watch, and then she also puts an apple up her crotch. And she grabs a cucumber and tries to put that up her crotch. It's a baby. Like, you want to take all the artful interpretation away from it, that's fine. That's subjective. But the facts here are that is a baby's brain in the body of an adult who has a bunch of weird sex. We watch her masturbate, and then she starts working in a brothel because we watched a synopsis. We read a synopsis at the end of it. You can talk about how the artsy, feminist, whatever shit you want to, and I'll be honest with you, the guys who talked to you about that were guys. So I was like,
get fucked.
Yeah, it's, and they keep showing Emma Stone's tits in the movie. They keep showing it very early in the movie, but only when she's asleep, which I thought was weird. I asked him, I was like, hey, is it weird that we're only seeing her tits when she's asleep? She goes, it is kind of strange. And then I didn't say anything. I couldn't tell if she was enjoying it, so I didn't say a word. But I started getting uncomfortable because I was like, she's just a tall baby.
Big fucking baby.
Yeah.
So she's a big baby.
Did they explain how she talks? Or is this like several years later or something? It's like
Goo Goo Gaga.
Okay. I'm going to say something and I want this to be taken in just me stating how they portray this character. She does not talk like a baby. She talks like a person who's mentally disabled. And that makes it 1,000 times worse. And they give her like physical traits of someone who is mentally disabled.
Will you play the trailer?
Tristan,
you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised.
Like this isn't, I'm not Patricking this up. I'm like, no, I'm looking at solely at what you've presented me as your film. What this movie
is. I thought he was patricizing it in the text messages until I read the IMDb description of it and watched the trailer.
Yeah, I'll pull the trailer up. I'm gonna mute it though.
Why? But that's what I want to hear.
Oh, I can't remember
hearing her talk.
It's fine. I got it. I understand.
It's yucky. I'm not watching it.
It's fine.
No. You have to be subjected to it. Which screen are you seeing?
It was like kind of giving autism vibes the way that she's speaking.
No,
like what she is saying, like just saying things like bluntly and like I don't understand this human convention. Blah blah blah.
All right, I'm gonna play this as
well. Not her manner of speaking.
I hate these fucking YouTube thumbnails with the arrows.
Bella, this is Mr. McCandles.
Hello, Bella.
No, she's an experiment.
Good evening.
Her brain and her body are not quite synchronized. But she is progressing at an accelerated pace.
Tell me, where did she come from?
I shall. For it is a happy tale.
I am Bella Baxter, and there is a world to enjoy, circumnavigate. It is the goal of all to progress. Grow.
A woman plotting her course to freedom. How delightful.
Bella!
Oh.
That wasn't the trailer I watched. The one I watched showed her like doing sex a couple times.
I think you might watch the movie.
Either way,
it's Terry Gilliam directed a sex film is what it felt like.
That's a trope called the born
horny baby,
born sexy yesterday.
Frankenhooker, apparently. Kenny explained to me that the plot to Poor Things is also almost the exact plot to Frankenhooker.
We watched that this weekend, actually.
Well, you've seen Poor Things and you wouldn't go to jail. The joke I've been making is if you Googled the plot to Poor Things and left out the actors' names, your computer would be confiscated and you'd have a sign in your yard and you wouldn't be able to.
That's funny.
Frankenhooker was ridiculous. It's a trauma movie.
Here, Nick, here's something you'll remember. This is the second movie. This is the fourth movie by this guy that I've seen, and it's the second one to have weird pedophile shit in it for some strange reason.
I mean, let's not pretend that like non-writers and directors are the only people that have fetishes.
Oh, I know. This is also based on a book, and then I saw the picture.
Deviant sexual,
like, that makes sense.
Appetites.
But yeah, that's a trope where somebody is like an embodiment of beauty and passion and love, but they have the naivete of a newborn or whatever, or a one day old. It's called It's called Born Sexy Yesterday. It's a trope.
But does in those movies is the person that?
No. What I'm saying is that it has a lot. It's very it's potentially and usually very problematic once you peel that layer away, because something like, I guess, kind of like Weird Science Horny Baby.
That's the name of the trope. What about Turnip Dump Truck?
I don't know if that's a trope or not,
but I mean, that's what it could be called. Like, fell off the turnip truck yesterday, but got a dump truck.
But she's got a dumper because she's got a fat behind. Uh-huh. Is that what you're saying?
Dumps like a truck. Yeah. That's good, right?
I don't know if it'll catch on. But yeah, we could try.
Probably catch on, because I mean, we got Donkey Barn to catch on, Tristan.
Did we?
Yeah, we got Donkey Barn to catch up and...
Donkey Barn and ketchup?
No, we got the Donkey Barn to catch on. Remember, because we were talking about Donkey Barns. That's where the ass is at.
Oh, yeah.
We got that to catch on. We were working at Samsung. I also want to send you guys something. This is strictly visual. And this is strictly for us. And Tristan, it is
going to... Are you texting?
Yeah. And Tristan, it is going to upset you. But this is also a huge reason that Emily and I had a hard time with this movie. And I'm just going to send this to the group, and nobody say what it is, but also look at what I just sent you and then zoom in on the face. And that is also why Emily and I had a hard time with this movie. Nick, you've met them. You know what I'm showing you. That is also a big reason Emily and I had a hard time with this movie.
Say it out loud.
Nope, we can't.
Say it with your full chest.
Don't say it. Don't say it at all. This is one for the boys. This one's just for us.
Say it with your full chromosomes.
Tristan, I'm asking you not to say it. I'm just saying that is also a reason Emily and I had a problem with this movie. Emily's main thing was, as someone who's worked very hard and become a full, strong woman, I'm having a hard time with a movie telling me the only way I can discover that strength is by shoving apples and cucumbers up my pussy and letting a businessman finger me against my permission. That's how I get so strong, so brave.
She doesn't not know that. I mean,
I told her, how dare you say that what we do doesn't give you some strength.
Do you know the what's the story, like the real cabal of the pedophiles that had the island like in Michigan somewhere up north?
Well, I don't want to talk about the real one because I don't want the show to get canceled, and I don't want to get Boeing whistleblowered. So
you know what I'm talking about? This was like in the 70s.
You guys know about the Boeing guy, right?
What the fuck is going on with Boeing?
I don't know.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know, but the guy I'm hanging out with in a little bit fucking works there, and you best believe I'm going to be asking him about this shit.
The Boeing guy that died?
He didn't, Tristan.
Oh, yeah, and then that.
What do you mean he didn't?
There's the Boeing whistleblower, they're claiming that he committed suicide in the hotel parking lot.
That's why I said died instead.
Well, yeah, but...
He is dead.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems a little fishy to me.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Look at this.
Be like, hey, buddy, who I'm seeing the movie with, how's it know to work for a network of fucking assassins? Look how strong I am.
Hey, yeah. Don't you know about the island? In the 70s.
I don't do a lot of reading about pedophile stuff because it bums me out.
It was like, it was a local government. It wasn't like a huge, like,
oh, they're putting them on an island?
I think. I just remember that he owned an island.
Yeah, they're somewhat jogging my memory of, like, that's where they were putting all the registered offenders and like some kind of weird island, like that was a
plan. No, this was like in the 70s.
I'm not Googling this, 1970 pedophile island. I'm not.
There was a local government, and there was like a legit cabal, and they were like arresting kids and fucking them
kids.
And they owned this they owned this camp that was on
it's called the Republican Party, and the camp is Washington D.C.
it was a little piddly island somewhere in one of the Great Lakes,
or like Diddly Island. What's up, guys?
Fuck, I don't.
You get it?
When I was first learning about Pizzagate and stuff, I was like watching.
Oh
like,
God, real... Nick.
No, no.
You can't
but
bring
I was watching,
this up 5 minutes before we leave. You can't start talking about Pizzagate 5 minutes before we leave.
I was watching real, reading real articles about times when this shit has happened, and it. This was a real thing. This wasn't it's not hidden or secret or anything. And they busted him up and put all the guys in jail.
You're talking about the Franklin cover up?
Is that it?
That might be it. That's a dark one. That's a dark one that really upset me.
Let's see how much of this I'm misremembering.
There's also a network of people who are kidnapping kids and putting them in foster homes. Apparently a famous wrestler, I want to say Ric Flair, was a member of that. He got kidnapped. That's a whole
thing. Oh. Yeah, I've heard about that. I just heard about that for the first time. And that's why some laws were passed about not for profit.
Child.
You can't adopt kids.
Don't look into the Franklin cover up if you haven't. It'll ruin your fucking it ruined my couple weeks when I was reading about that.
It's in the 70s?
70s or 80s, I believe. But that kind of stuff, the whole thing is it never really goes away. It just mutates.
Wait, this was with No, this isn't it. But I have heard of the Franklin cover up. Anyway, whatever. It's fine.
The important thing is that it's over and nobody does that anymore. And it's definitely not something people think is going on. It's definitely not the reason for people voting the way they do. It's definitely a thing that we can just put behind us.
Yeah, put it behind us. Everything is fine.
Everything's
You're doing
fine.
Great.
You're okay.
Keep it up.
Just
keep it up.
Eat cereal for breakfast, you know?
What?
You
it's
know
not
about
breakfast.
That? Kellogg's
There's
guy.
No protein. What?
Kellogg's guy came out and was telling people if they were having a hard time, just eat cereal for breakfast. Or for dinner.
For dinner.
Yeah.
What? If they're having a hard time.
Yeah, like
financially. Like psychologically?
No, if you're having a hard time financially, just have cereal for dinner. You have a box of cereal, you can have three meals with it. Hey, Mr.
And
Kev.
Fucking die of the rickets. What's the... you
Maybe,
have to have
I don't know,
protein
I haven't gotten
and vitamins.
To that book. I haven't gotten to the rickets chapter. That's all the way in R. I haven't gotten there yet.
That's how the book's structured, huh?
I would hope
alphabetically.
So. That makes sense. That's how my brain would absorb it.
Is it...
Everything I have is alphabetized. We know this.
Did you get a dictionary? Is that what you got?
Oh, dude, if I read the dictionary... Dude. You know what, Tristan?
You know all the words.
I know more words than 90%.
You have all the
people.
Best words.
2025, I'm reading the dictionary.
2025, you're reading the dictionary.
2024 is become a doctor. Become more of a doctor than you. That's 2024.
Patrick, we don't... Mm-hmm. You don't need more words. We all have a perfectly fine
I want
time
to know
understanding
all
you.
Of them. I want to know all the words because I hear kids use words
that
I don't understand and it makes me upset. Everybody's making words shorter now. That infuriates me. I got a lot of clouds to scream at today, guys, so I gotta go.
Yeah,
and I think I've put Tristan. Tristan's over it. Tristan's exhausted.
Too many words, man. Too many words. Why wouldn't you shorten words? What's wrong with that?
That guy sus. That sus. I'm gonna punch your neck off.
That's funny.
Don't get carpal tunnel shaking your cane there, dude. People.
It evolved from a game. It's fine.
Not in my world.
People, that's what people do with language. They
people are like, oh, it's got vibes. It's got a whole vibe. What does that fucking mean?
So you're just being a boomer.
I'll tell you what else I hate. When everything's amazing. I know I think that's a Bill Burr joke. But everything's not amazing. Quit saying everything's amazing. Or epic. Quit.
CK had a joke about hilarious. Do you remember that one? Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
I'm going to start stone cold stunning people.
Just for using language.
I'm going to have to look it up because I don't know how he does it. I don't watch wrestling. That's a whole subculture I'm glad I didn't get into.
What?
Wrestling?
Professional wrestling. I know a lot about it from my friends, but it completely missed me as a kid growing up.
What's wrong with wrestling?
Nothing's wrong with it.
What's wrong with it?
But you know from our old job what type of people really fucking love wrestling.
Yeah.
Big fat white boys? Oh.
Nobody does that anymore.
Yeah, why?
Good.
Why?
Because it's rude.
Yeah, you're
it's
being
not
rude.
Nice. They'll never it's not good this. Behavior.
They're too busy watching wrestling videos. I'm not looking up podcasts. Those poor things. It's very funny.
Knight Riders.
Very funny.
And Golden Boys.
I got one. I never get one.
Unite and witness us. Born ugly, raised stupid. We give you
permission.
Years of casting, dreaming about detectives, learning about our bodies with everyone, answering bad questions, giving worse advice, talking shit about shit that everyone likes, 'cause we are through being